Extract 8. Mice.
So anyway, all went well, except that they were very bored with the mice, and David kept on saying we ought to get rid of them. So I said to Jonathan, would you like to play circuses with these mice outside one afternoon in the summer? And we did, and one departed, having been let out into this grass arena, and was never seen again. But the other one clung very much to its cage and wouldn't go away. It got out and went back. So this one was living on its own. Nobody was sad about the other one being lost. And then we went off to Denmark. And about, at least 8 weeks after we had, the one had escaped, the children cleaned out the cage and the protests as usual and discovered there were 9 or 11 babies in this thing. See? Immaculate conception, obviously. Yeah. Well, we calculated their age, you know. And we miscalculated it, obviously, because by the time we were ready to give, they found hordes of children who wanted these pets, so there was no problem about that, but we had to wait till they were weaned. And by the time we reckoned they were weaned, and we'd done it on the calendar, you know, and they weren't quite old enough to mate with their mother, and we tried to catch them.
Oh,
blow me down, they cleaned out the cage, and there were another nun.
Oh, Lord.
So by that, we're reaching a stage of hysteria. Well, they were sort of, they still looked very small mice, this first litter. And they seemed to have been crossed with a kangaroo, because they didn't move horizontally, they only moved vertically. And David kept saying something ought to be done about the mice. And everybody kept saying, well, I can't do it. So in the end, when Bridget had a very, very sort of matter-of-fact friend down to tea, she and Bridget and I shut ourselves in the downstairs loo, having emptied it of the ironing board, the sweeper, the hoover, the polisher, and all the rest of the things in it, and brought in this box, the cage, and a box, and a bucket.
What, 2 or 3 weeks beforehand to be in the garage?
I discovered that the mother, who had been there the day before, wasn't in it, and who was now so big, having had two litters, that she couldn't easily get through the bars, just wasn't there, which was very odd. Well, we caught, I don't know how many of these little mice we caught. There were two we found dead underneath the cage, as if somebody picked up the cage and dropped it on them, which was a bit odd. But anyway, there were masses of them, so then I put them all in this plastic bucket. It took us 40 minutes to catch them. And all we had to do was to get them out of this cage and into the bucket with the lid on. But they just went like this, and they shoot out through the bars of the cage, and they'd be off and away, little grey, smooth, sleeky things. Yeah. And in the end, we devised a very good trap, which was a toilet roll, the roll in the middle of it, an empty toilet roll. And blocked up one side with tissues, and then as soon as they saw this, they'd go into it. Mm. And then if you had found someone brave enough to slap their hand on the other end, you could empty it into this bucket. So then I put all that lot out in the garden. However,
they can swim, can't
they? Put it in the garden.
Yeah, well, what else
are you going to do?
Oh, only the dead ones, and that took so long. I'm going to do the live ones.
Nice swim though, don't they? Swim like mad.
Well, this one was dead, so he didn't swim very fast, but he certainly floated very well.
I remember my brother trying to drown him.
I reckon they would, yes. I reckon a mouse is capable of anything. Going to the moon, anything.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I didn't realise you let those things loose in the garden. No wonder we're infested by mice.
Well, it was a very cold night, and they'd never been out before.
Well,
and I thought,
and
it was very damp, and I thought they'd soon be dead of pneumonia, if nothing else. However, there was the mother unaccounted for, and one who'd escaped we'd seen going.
At least one. I'm
being factual, David.
Yes, but it could have been far more, because...
However, we thought it's in the garage, so then one Sunday morning, David cleaned out the garage completely, and they're terribly clever. We had tomatoes in their ripening, wrapped up in newspaper, each one individually wrapped. And everyone that was ripe, that had really turned, the mouse had eaten a little bit of. And the ones that hadn't turned, they hadn't touched. You know, they hadn't even nibbled at the paper.